All right, go ahead.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center Church International in Houston, Texas at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive. Hello, everybody. I tell you, I'm so excited tonight. This is the best time. The best time ever is the time we spend in the Word of God. I tell you, he's a good God, and something good is going to happen to you. How are you doing, Apostle?
I'm blessing you, sir.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. God is good. He's been good, will be good. He's always been good. I tell you, he's a good God, and I'm just so excited tonight, ready to get into the Word. If you got your Bibles with you, turn your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. And I'll be reading verses 14 through 26. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 26. It says, and when he came to his disciples, when Jesus came to his disciples, when Yeshua came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he said, and he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Now here's this brother. This brother, he's come to Jesus, and he's brought his son with him. His son had a dumb spirit, a spirit inside of him. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth. This boy was foaming at the mouth. And this demon had him even tearing off clothes. He was possessed. He had a devil in him. And he gnashed with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Okay, so this brother, this man took his son to Jesus' disciples, and they couldn't do anything with him. They couldn't help him. They couldn't help his son. Now he's at Jesus. He's with Yeshua. He answered them and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Okay, so Jesus is saying, bring your son to me. Now remember, this boy has a demon in him. He has a spirit in him. And look at verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. He was rolling on the ground, foaming at the mouth, Apostle. Yes. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? How long has this your son had this dumb spirit in him? And the man said, ever since he was a what? A child. And oftentimes, he said, in this spirit that's in him, Jesus, he's talking to Jesus. This man is talking to Jesus about his son who has a demon spirit in him. And in verse 22, he says, Jesus, oftentimes it casts him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Man, this demon that was inside this young man was trying to get him to commit suicide.
Yeah.
But if thou, he says, but if thou can do anything, Jesus, if you can do anything, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. Jesus said, he said, Jesus, help me. And then Jesus looked at him and said, if thou canst believe. He says, oh, put a circle or a box around that word believe. If thou canst believe. He says all things are possible to him that believes. Now, what is Jesus doing here? What is Yeshua doing here? He's trying to get this man to activate his faith.
Thank you.
He's trying to get him to activate his faith. You know, because the Bible tells us that God has dealt to every man what? The measure of faith. God has dealt to every born-again believer the measure of faith. So every born-again believer has the measure of faith, but it has to be activated. Jesus is trying to, what I mean by activated, you can have $1 million in the bank. And it's your money. It's your money. You can have $1 million in the bank and you're at the ATM machine trying to get out a couple of $100. You can have your card. You can have your bank card and you can stick it into the machine to get your money out. But if you don't have the access code, you're not getting any money out. You got
to
have the access code to activate that money machine so that you can get your money out. You got to have the access code. So faith is our access code that has to be activated. You got to activate your faith. Jesus, he said, if thou canst believe, that's what he told the man. The man wanted his son healed of this. He wanted this dumb spirit out of his son. And he asked Jesus to help him. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of that child cried out and said with tears. He says, Lord, I believe. Good God Almighty. He said, I believe. See, Jesus said, I can heal him if you what? Believe. Jesus said, I can heal him if you believe, if you what? Activate your faith. If you activate your faith. And then he says, help my unbelief. He says, Jesus, I believe to a certain point, but help my unbelief, God. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, help my unbelief, God. I believe to a certain point. I can believe you can do this, but I don't quite believe that you can do that. I got a little doubt in me. There's a little doubt in me. Help that. Help my unbelief. Help me not to doubt. And then in verse 25, when Jesus saw that came running together, he rebuked that foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter into him no more. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. Jesus said, come out of him. And the spirit came out of him. Why? Because his father, what? Believed. He activated his faith. He didn't believe. He had some little doubt. He had a little doubt, Apostle. But then he asked God. He says, God, he says, Jesus, help my unbelief. And Jesus answered that prayer. Jesus answered that prayer. How do I know Jesus answered that prayer? He answered that prayer because then he commanded that deaf and dumb spirit to come out of his son, and he came out.
Jesus.
The message that God has given me for everyone today is the power of faith.
The power of faith.
Right here in this scripture, we see that Jesus was trying to get that man to do what? To activate his faith. Believe God's word. We got to believe God's word. God wants to do a lot of things in our lives. And he wants to do a lot of things for us. But in order for it to take place, we're going to have to activate our faith. I tell you, faith is the most important message that the believer can hear. Faith is the most important message that the believer can hear, that the born-again child of God can hear. It's so important that we walk in faith that the Bible tells us, Apostle, over in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that it is impossible. It's impossible to please God without faith. Oh, he didn't say it's impossible to please God without grace.
Yes.
He said it's impossible to please God without faith. He didn't say it was impossible to please God without love, even though we should be loving and kind. No, he said it's impossible to please God without what? Faith. Hebrews
faith.
Chapter 11, verse 6. The Bible even lets us know that we wouldn't have even gotten saved if it wasn't for us activating our faith. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, for we're saved by grace through faith, and that's not of ourselves, for it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're saved through using your faith.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible lets us know that we receive all the promises of God. How? Through faith. Through faith. The Bible says, don't be lazy, but imitators of them who through faith and patience obtain the promises of God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. I'm talking about the power of faith. Child of God, if you want to go to a higher level in life, you're going to have to use your faith. Person, you that may not be saved and you're listening to me right now, if you want to be saved, you're going to have to use your faith. If you want to please God, child of God, it's impossible to please God. You can't even begin to please God if you don't activate your faith. We
That's
please
it.
God through our faith. We're saved through faith. We obtain all the promises of God that he's made to us. How? Through faith. We receive all the quality of our lives are determined by our faith. The scripture tells us, you know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, 27 through 29, he said, let it be according to your what? Faith. The quality of your life is determined by your faith. Look at Matthew chapter 9. I'm talking about the power of faith. Without faith, you go nowhere with God. Without faith, you can't even know God. Without faith, you don't even please God. Without faith, you'll go without the promises of God manifesting in your life. For the promises of God to be manifested in your life, it has to be done through faith. Look at Matthew chapter 9, and let's look at verse 27. I'm talking about the power of faith. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 27. And when Jesus departed this, he says, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thy son of David, have mercy on us. Two blind men wanted to see. They couldn't see. They were blind. They saw Yeshua. Yeah. They saw Jesus. They said, Jesus, Yeshua, have mercy on me. What were they saying? Please help me to see. We're blind. We can't see. Look at verse 28 says, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye. There you go again, apostle. He says, believe ye. Look at him. He's trying to get them to what? Activate the God of mine. About to run around in his house. He's trying to get them to what? Activate their faith. That was God's main concern, Jesus' main concern. Well, they want to see, but I'm going to have to get them to what? Activate their faith.
Yes.
Jesus said, believe ye that I'm able to do this? That's his main concern. Do you believe? Jesus said, do you believe? I give you the world. I'd do anything for you. Do you what? Believe. He said, all things are possible to them who what? Believe. He asked the blind men, he says, believe ye? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Look what they said. They said unto him, yea, Lord. Man, they must have been from the hood. Yea, Lord. Then he what? He touched their eyes, saying, according to your what? Faith, be it unto you. He said, your faith has determined the quality of your life. According to your faith, see. According to your faith, be it unto you. You see, the quality of our lives are determined by whose faith? Our faith. Those men would have went away blind if it weren't for their faith. They would have went away blind if it was not for their faith. They had faith. They activated their faith by believing that Jesus could heal them. I'm talking about the power of faith. We please God through faith. We were saved through faith. We receive all the promises of God through faith. The quality of our lives are determined by our faith. You overcome all the trouble in this world by your faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says that whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, the trouble in this world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Jesus is saying, you're going to have tribulation in this world. You're going to have trouble in this world. But if you use your faith, you'll overcome it. And now the grace message. Oh, man, they're messing up the grace message so much. They're messing up the grace message. I tell you, so much. Some people, not everybody, but a lot of folks are messing up the grace message. I tell you, in order to even experience the favor of God, you've got to use your faith. It's impossible to experience the favor of God without faith. You got to use your faith to experience the favor of God and the grace of God. They mean the same. And to experience the grace, I'm going to show you in the Word of God, to experience the favor of God, you still got to use your faith. You will not walk. Some people, they talk like an apostle. A lot of ministers talk like grace is just going to fall in your lap. Like it's just going to fall out of the sky. Grace just fell out of the sky, and I just got grace. I just got God's favor in my life. No, I'm going to show you, if you don't use your faith, you're not going to experience the grace or the favor of God. Now, let me take you to the scripture and show you that. For you to even experience the favor of God, you've got to use your faith. Look at Romans chapter 5. I was always taught that when you say something, back it up. That's what I was taught. Yeah, back it up. And then if anyone wants to dispute or fight you, then they'll be fighting against the Word. They'll be fighting with God. I'm just showing you what's in the Word. And in order to experience the favor of God, you've got to use your faith. Making faith the most important message to the believer is the message of faith. Look, man, look, woman, you can't even begin to please God, apostle, without faith. He said it's impossible. What does impossible mean? Apostle, no way, Jose. That's what it means. It is not possible that you are pleasing God if you're not walking by faith.
You got to. It's a must.
You can't even please him. You can't even please God. That should be our main goal, is to please God. You can't even please him if you don't use faith. Now look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. You can't experience the favor of God or the grace of God without faith. Look what it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 2. But whom also we have access.
Access.
When you access something, you're getting it. When you access something, you're entering in. You're getting what you need. You access something. By whom also we have access. Access what? By faith. Into what? Into this grace. You see, you can't even access the grace, and that word grace also means what? Favor. You can't even experience or obtain the favor or grace of God without what? Faith.
Faith.
Just like you access your money in that money machine with your debit card and your access code. Just like you access your money when you put in that access code, you're going to access the favor or the grace of God with your what? Faith.
Faith.
I'm talking about the power of faith. So we access grace through faith. Jesus looked for us to use our faith. Look at Mark chapter 2. He looked for us to use our faith. Jesus looking at you, woman, child of God, man of God. Jesus is looking at you. What is he looking at you for? He's looking to see if you're going to use your faith. Mark chapter 2 and verse 5. Look at Mark chapter 2 and verse 5. What does it say? When Jesus, what? Saw their faith. Oh, glory to God. When Jesus, what? Saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. It didn't happen. The person that was sick with palsy didn't get healed until Jesus first, what? Saw their faith.
Their faith.
Telling you and I that what does Jesus look for? What does Yeshua look for? He looks for faith. He looks for faith. He looks for us to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm talking about the power of faith. Faith is the most important message in the Bible for the believer. You can't even leave point A until you walk by faith. You can't even be saved unless you do it by faith. You can't even please God. How you expect for him to do something for him if you're not walking by faith and pleasing him? I'm talking about the power of faith. Every born-again believer should be learning the message of faith. Every human being should learn the message of faith. Saved. Unsaved people should learn the message of faith because you're saved by grace through faith.
Yes.
You're saved by grace how? Through faith. Through faith.
Yes.
I'm talking about the power of faith.
Of faith.
The power of faith. I mean, you got to activate your faith. You got to believe God's word. You got to act on God's word. You got to speak God's word. The woman with the issue of blood, she was sick for 12 long years. 12 long years she was sick and losing blood from her body. She spent all her money going to different physicians trying to get well, but only grew worse. But then she heard one day that Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was in town. She heard that Yeshua was in town, and she said to herself, she said, if I can just reach him and touch the hem of his garment, she said, I know I'll be made whole. She's activating her faith. She said it to herself. She's activating her faith. And then she said, I know, I believe, I know I'll be made whole. Then she pushed her way through the crowd. There was a crowd of people, And she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and she was made whole that very instant. Jesus turned around in the crowd, and he said, who touched me? And the apostles and the disciples said, Jesus, people are rubbing all up against you. What do you mean, who's touching you? He said, yeah, I know people are touching me and rubbing all up against me, but this touch is a special touch that I felt. Someone touched me with their faith. Someone pleased me with their faith. He says, because virtue has gone out of my body. Power just was released out of my body. And the only thing that can release power out of the body of God is our faith. Jesus made it plain. He talked to the woman. She said, I'm the one that touched you. And then he looked at the woman. He said, daughter. He didn't say, grace has made you whole. He said, daughter. He didn't say, love has made you whole. He said, even though we are to love, he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. I tell you, you'll bust hell wide open until you have faith in God. You'll bust hell wide open until you confess Yeshua, Jesus, as Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Then you shall be saved. You'll go to hell until you use your faith and get saved. You can't please God until you use your faith. You can't overcome the troubles in this world that we have until you use your faith. The quality of your life is not going to change until you use your faith. I'm talking about the power of faith. Child of God, you got to believe God's word. You got to speak God's word. You got to act according to God's word. I tell you the ABCs of faith. Ask. Believe you receive. Confess. Demonstrate. Expect. Yeah. Expect what? Expect the plan of God. Expect the wisdom of God. That's the right application of the knowledge you have. Expect the favor of God. Expect God to raise up someone with power and influence to help you. Expect the miracle of God. And expect the strength to endure until change comes. And then that last letter is F, forgive. The ABCs of faith. Ask, believe you receive, confess. He says that you'll have whatsoever you said. He says the power of death and life are in the tongue. You got to ask, believe you receive, confess, expect. You got to expect for God's word to work in your life. You got to expect. And then you've got to forgive. You've got to forgive. Ask, believe you receive, confess, demonstrate, expect, and forgive. Those are the ABCs of faith. I'm talking about the power of faith. The power of faith. I remember when I was first began pastoring. When I first began pastoring, I believe it was in my first or second year. And I spoke to God, and I said, God, I've seen some success in my life, and I've seen that I've had some success, but I really don't know the formula. I really don't know exactly what I was doing to get the success that I was getting. I said, Father, I'm talking to God now. I said, Father, if I can find out what I'm doing to get the success that I have gotten, I can do it all the time on a regular basis. And I can have success all the time. So I said, God, please show me. Show me what I have been doing to get to success. Have you ever done something and you had success at it, but you didn't really know what you were doing? You see, that's why people who cook, that's why chefs, that's why they make, that's why they write the ingredients down. That's why they make, what do you call that? They write the ingredients down and they keep up with it. They write it down because they want to get the same, the meal, they want to make it the same way.
Yes.
So I said, God, show me what I'm doing to have the success. And that's when God taught me faith. Faith is the only way that you can have success with God. You've got to use your faith. You can't even please God without faith. People can say what they want to say. They can make up what they want to. But it's clear in the scripture that you're not going to get anywhere with God unless you use your faith. You might be crying. You can be crying. And, you can have a need. God just don't meet. He ain't going to do stuff for you because you just need it. If God moved on needs, there wouldn't be any need. They will all be met.
Yeah.
God, he moves according to our faith. If God moved according to needs, there wouldn't be any needs. He's able to meet all the needs in the world. That'd already be met.
Yeah.
Moving that God does not meet, move according to what? Needs.
Needs.
There's a lot of needs in this world. Are they met? Can God meet them? Sure he can.
Sure he can.
But then he just don't do things because it's needed. He do things when he see people using their faith.
Faith. Amen. That's it, brother. That's it.
Do people need to be saved? Sure, people need to be saved. They need to be saved. Is everybody saved? No. Everybody's not saved. That proves to everyone that God does not move according to what? Needs. He moves according to faith. Unless you use your faith, you're going to go to hell.
Amen.
If you don't use your faith, child of God, you're not going to obtain the promises of God. If you don't use your faith, you're not going to please God. God is looking for people to use their faith. The power of faith. I said, God, show me what I'm doing. God, show me what I'm doing. He says, he taught me the message of faith. And, man, I've been having success ever since.
Praise God. Praise God.
And that's the message God wanted me to give tonight.
Well, God bless you and God keep you. And I don't see my other brothers coming, so I'm going to put a tape on and let it play. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
The Lord bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. So I put a tape on there and let God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen. That was an awesome message, my brother. That was an awesome message.
Oh, glory, glory to God.
That was an awesome message. And people could just hear what the latter part is saying. Because God wants to see your faith moving. If you don't see it, you don't get nothing. And that's
you won't get anything, not from him. You sure won't.
Not
pleasing him, you won't get anything.
You won't get a thing from him.
You're highly deceived if you think you're going to get something from God just because you need it.
I call it a dingbat moving backwards.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Amen. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Put it on right now. Let's see what it do it. There you go.
The most important message that the believer can hear is the message of faith.
That's it, sir. You hit it on time. That's the important thing. If you don't hear it, you ain't gonna hear nothing. If you don't believe
it,
that's it. You said it. That's it, sir. That's it. You said it. That's it. My. My God. Woo, Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God.
Well, all right, then. As soon as I get this thing up, I'm going to have it running. Let's see. Okay. See, that's why I got to get the hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all right. We punched in. We're on our post. We're all right. We're on our post. Hey. We're operating in faith. We're all right. We're pleasing God right now. So just take your time.
Yes, indeed.
Take your time. We're pleasing God right now. See, a lot of folks think that, you know what, can I say one thing to you right quick, Apostle?
Go right ahead. That's all you got to say.
See, a lot of ministers have it highly mistaken. They don't understand. A lot of ministers think that only the people, the message is only for the people to hear it. But God let me know and told me, he said, no, son, I like hearing the message too.
Sure he does.
He likes hearing the message too, because in the message it's revealing into everyone how powerful, how great he is. He likes hearing the message too. Not only are the people hearing the message, God let me know, hey, son, I'm hearing it too.
Well, you know what I say, my brother? I say God likes to hear his echo. He likes to hear his echo.
That's
right. It's my voice roaring back at me. That's it.
It's a sweet smell into his nostrils. See, because we're bringing forth the message, praise is going forth. We're boasting in God.
Yes.
He likes hearing the message.
He's my. Nobody but God. God's the only can do what he say he's going to do. Well, I love God because God say, I can, I will, when you're ready to walk by faith.
When you walk by faith.
To walk by faith. God said, when you're ready to walk by faith.
When you walk by faith, that's it. You won't get anywhere with God, it's going to be by faith. anywhere. You can't even begin to please him. You can't even please him. He's not pleased if you don't see faith.
No. Now, you're going to stub your toe. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to get put down. You're going to get put out, but keep pushing in. Like I told my grandpa, by playing football, I said, the only way you're going to keep doing it, you got to have an attitude. They said, we got attitude. I said, no, you got to have a positive attitude. No matter what comes up against you, you're going to keep pressing in. So by faith, you keep pressing in. The more we press in, amen. The devil said, I can't get them no more. I told the devil, I said, you ain't about to lie here because I done found it out. You can't do nothing unless I lie. And I'm letting you do nothing. I'm going forward. I'm going to do what God has laid in my heart to do it, and I'm going to do it. Am I with me? Any people with me? No, that's not my power. That power belongs to God. You want to be a part of what we do? Come on in. We ain't going to beg you. We ain't going to shoot you. But you want to do what we do for God? Come on in. I will come. Come on in, y'all. Come on in.
Let me share this with you. Peter, Jesus said to Peter one day, he said, Peter, the devil, Satan desires to sift you. He desires to sift you, Peter, like wheat. But Jesus told Peter, he said, but Peter, I've prayed. What did he pray, Apostle? He said, I've prayed, Peter. I've prayed that your faith fail not. I've prayed, and that's what Jesus is saying to us tonight. He said, I've prayed. He's our intercessor, you know. He's our mediator. He's prayed that our faith fail not.
Amen. Well, I have found the holy tabernacle of New York City. I'm going to put them on.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.